počašćen i blagoslovljen što sam ovdje večeras s vama.
And I thank very much the bishop and the Franciscans for welcoming me here.
Zahvaljujem puno i biskupu i braći Franjevcima na dobrodošlici.
It is a joy to see the church alive.
Radost je vidjeti živu crkvu.
I come to share with you an experience I had with God that has changed my life.
Došao sam ovdje s vama podijeliti iskustvo s gospodinom koje je promijenilo moj život.
I was born in Colombia up in the Andes Mountains.
Rođen sam u Kolumbiji u planinama Anda.
In a small coffee grower's town.
U malom gradu gdje većinom žive uzgajivači kave.
In a Catholic family.
U katoličkoj obitelji.
I am the number 6 of 10 children.
Šesto sam od 10 djece.
I grew up with all the teachings and traditions of the Catholic faith.
Odrastao sam uz nauku i tradiciju katoličke crkve.
But when I was 14 years old, they sent me to Bogota, the capital of Colombia.
Kada sam imao 14 godina, poslali su me u glavni grad Kolumbije, Bogotu.
And those were the 1960s.
A to su bila 1960.
There were many American hippies in Colombia.
U to vrijeme u Kolumbiji je bilo puno američkih hippija.
They were escaping from the Vietnam War.
Bježali su od Vjetnamskog rata.
And they brought to Colombia the rock and roll and the hallucinating drugs.
I oni su u Kolumbiju doveli rock and roll i halucinogene droge.
And the Eastern pagan philosophies.
I uz to istočnjačke poganske filozofije.
The astrologies and numerologies.
Astrologiju, numerologiju.
And all the new age.
I cijeli new age.
Very soon I was trapped in that culture.
Jako brzo sam upao u zamku te kulture.
And I lost my Catholic faith.
Izgubio sam svoju katoličku vjeru.
When I was 20 years old,
kada sam imao 20 godina,
I got married in Colombia and moved to Hamburg, Germany.
Oženio sam se u Kolumbiji i preselio u Hamburg, Njemačku.
I lived there for 7 years.
Živio sam tamo 7 godina.
At the University of Hamburg, I became an actor and a musical composer.
Na sveučilištu u Hamburgu postao sam glumac i glazbeni kompozitor.
My two sons were born there.
Moja dva sina su tamo rođena.
Then I moved to Hollywood, California.
Onda sam se preselio u Hollywood, Kaliforniju.
And I lived there close to 30 years.
I tamo sam živio skoro 30 godina.
Working in the entertainment industry.
Radio sam u industriji zabave.
As an actor, musician, screenplay writer.
Kao glumac, glazbenik, scenarist.
And I continue on living a very hedonistic life.
I nastavio sam živjeti jedan jako hedonistički život.
All focus on money, pleasure, fame.
Potpuno usredotočen na novac, užitke, slavu.
And the new age.
I new age.
The only person that will speak to me about God was my mother.
Jedina osoba koja bi mi pričala o Bogu je moja majka.
She will come every 2 years or so to visit with me.
Otprilike svake 2 godine dolazila bi mi u posjet.
And she will tell me, I'm not impressed with your money or your success.
Govorila bi mi, nisam impresionirana tvojim novcem i tvojim uspjehom.
I am very concerned about your soul.
Jako sam zabrinuta za tvoju dušu.
If you continue living the life that you are living, you are going to be condemned.
Ako nastavi živjeti život kako ga sada živiš, bit ćeš osuđen.
But I thought I knew it all.
Ali ja sam mislio da sve znam.
And I thought my mother's religion was something old.
I mislio sam da moja religija moje majke je bila nešto staromodno.
But in year 1997, everything changed in my life.
Ali 1997. godine sve se promijenilo u mom životu.
I went to Colombia to visit with my family during Christmas.
Otišao sam te godine u božićno vrijeme u posjet obitelji u Kolumbiji.
And that Christmas was very sad in the family.
I taj Božić je bio jako tužan u obitelji.
Within the 4 years prior to the Christmas,
kroz 4 godine prije tog Božića,
we had lost 5 people in the family one after another.
Izgubili smo 5 članova obitelji jednoga za drugim.
First, my wife died to cancer.
Prvo je moja supruga umrla od raka.
Then my younger brother died in an accident in the Caribbean Sea.
Onda je moj mlađi brat umro u jednoj nesreći na Karibskom moru.
Then my father died.
Onda je moj otac umro.
And then another brother of mine committed suicide in Bogota.
Onda je drugi brat počinio samoubojstvo u Bogoti.
And a few months later my mother died.
I nekoliko mjeseci nakon toga i majka je umrla.
So that Christmas we were 4 sisters and me left.
I toga Božića ostale su samo 4 sestre i ja.
And my sisters were practicing Catholics.
A moje sestre su bile praktični katolici.
They didn't know I was not a practicing Catholic.
One uopće nisu znale da ja nisam praktični katolik.
Because I lived all my life away from Colombia.
Jer sam cijeli svoj život živio izvan Kolumbije.
The only one that knew was my mother.
Jedina osoba koja je znala je bila moja majka.
But she never told them.
Ali nikad im nije rekla.
She will only tell them when she came back from California, pray a lot for your brother.
Jedino što bi im rekla kada bi se vratila iz Kalifornije je molite puno za svoga brata.
And they thought it was just because I was the artist of the family.
I mislili su da je to samo zato što sam ja bio umjetnik u obitelji.
Living a different life.
Živio malo drugačiji život.
So they invited me to church to pray the Divine Infant's Christmas Novena.
I pozvali su me u crkvu da s njima zajedno molim devetnicu djetetu Isusu.
That is a very old Catholic tradition in Colombia.
To je jedna vrlo stara katolička tradicija u Kolumbiji.
It begins on the 16th of December and ends on the 24th at midnight mass.
Ona počinje 16.12. prije svete mise i završava 24.12. na misu ponoćku.
So I went to church just to please them.
Otišao sam u crkvu samo da im udovolim.
I haven't been in a Catholic church for 33 years.
U katoličkoj crkvi nisam bio pune 33 godine.
But I didn't tell my sisters.
Ali nisam to rekao sestra.
So the priest introduced the novena saying.
Svećenik je predstavio devetnicu govoreći.
When you pray the novena, the baby Jesus will grant you a grace.
Ako budete molili ovu devetnicu, dijete Isus će vam podijeliti jednu milost.
And I didn't know what grace was.
A ja nisam znao što milost znači.
It sounded to me like luck.
Meni je zvučalo kao neka sreća.
So I thought maybe I can get something out of this.
I sam sam pomislio možda bi nešto mogao izvući iz ovoga.
Because I was like a pagan.
Jer bio sam poput pogana.
And I asked the baby Jesus to change my life.
I pitao sam djeteta Isusa da promijeni moj život.
Obviously, the change of life I wanted was something worldly.
Očito promjena koju sam ja želio je bilo nešto svjetovno.
But the baby Jesus changed my life that Christmas.
Ali dijete Isus je promijenilo moj život tog Božića.
His way.
Na njegov način.
In a very painful way.
Na jedan jako bolan način.
But today I wouldn't change it for anything.
Ali danas ne bih to mijenjao ni zašto.
The 25th of December, Christmas Day,
25.12. na sam dan Božića,
I went to spend the night at a coffee ranch plantation of one of my uncles.
Otišao sam provesti noć na plantažu kave i ranč jednog od mojih ujaka.
And as I was driving through the gate of the ranch,
i dok sam prolazio kroz vrata ranča,
6 guerrillas jumped out of the darkness with machine guns and kidnapped me.
6 gerilaca je iskočilo iz tame sa strojnicama i otelo me.
They put a hood over my head and tied my hands in the back.
Stavili su mi kapuljaču preko glave i svezali ruke iza leđa.
And took me prisoner to the jungle.
I odveli me kao svog zatvorenika u džunglu.
Once in the jungle, they put me away in a cave.
Jednom kad smo došli u džunglu, stavili su me unutar jedne špilje.
And that cave was filled with bats and all kinds of bugs.
A ta špilja je bila puna šišmiša i razno raznih kukaca.
Altogether I was kidnapped for 6 months.
Sve ukupno bio sam zatočen 6 mjeseci.
But the first 15 days I was in the cave.
Ali prvih 15 mjeseci bio sam u toj špilji.
They would feed me once a day.
Hranili bi me jednom dnevno.
And every day I was getting weaker and more desperate.
I svakog dana postajao sam sve slabiji i sve očajniji.
On the day 15, they told me I had to give them a very large sum of money.
15. dana rekli su mi da im moram dati jednu veliku svotu novca.
If I didn't pay them, they will kill my family.
Ako im ne platim, ubit će moju obitelj.
And also that as soon as I paid the ransom, they were going to kill me because I had been sentenced to death.
I čim bi im dao otkupninu, ubit će me na licu mjesta jer sam bio osuđen na smrt.
So they put a hood back on my head and tied my hands and put me back in the cave.
Stavili su ponovno kapuljaču mi na glavu, svezali mi ruke i bacili me natrag u špilju.
And that night was the night that I had experience with God that changed my life forever.
I ta noć je bila noć u kojoj sam doživio iskustvo s Isusom koja mi je zauvijek promijenila život.
I was completely destroyed as a human being.
Bio sam potpuno uništen kao osoba.
I had no hope.
Nisam imao nade.
All my family were in danger of getting killed.
Cijela obitelj je bila u opasnosti da bude ubijena.
The most important God in my life was money, and they were going to take it all.
Najbitniji Bog u mome životu je bio novac, i htjeli su sve to uzeti.
I was at the end of my life.
Bio sam na kraju svog života.
And all of a sudden, I was awake and conscious.
I odjednom bio sam budan pri svijesti.
And I entered in what we can call an ecstasy.
I ušao sam u nešto što bi mogli nazvati ekstaza.
I appear at age 3 in the inside patio of the house where I was born in my hometown.
Našao sam se kao trogodišnjak u dvorištu svoje rodne kuće u rodnom gradu.
I was on a tricycle with a stick in my hand, going through the gardens, hitting the plants and the flowers.
Našao sam se na triciklu sa šapom u ruci i vozio sam se po vrtu, udarao po cvijeću i po ostalim biljkama.
And I could hear someone telling me, don't do that.
I mogao sam čuti kako mi neko govori, nemoj to raditi.
I was in shock because I thought I was dying.
Bio sam u šoku jer sam mislio da umirem.
But I couldn't get off the ecstasy.
Ali nisam mogao izaći iz ekstaze.
It continued on going through my life.
I nastavila je ići tako, proživljavajući moj život.
That night I was 47 years old.
Te noći imao sam 47 godina.
And by the time I was going through age 10 or 11,
i u trenutku kada sam prolazio kroz dob 10 ili 11 godina,
I began to go through the most excruciating pain.
Počeo sam prolaziti kroz nevjerojatnu bol.
A pain that was not physical.
Bol koja nije bila fizička, tjelesna.
It was the pain of my conscience.
To je bila bol moje savjesti.
For 33 years I lived in mortal sin.
Kroz 33 godine živio sam u smrtnom grijehu.
And my conscience had been sleeping.
I moja savjest je bila uspavana.
And now it was waking up.
A sada se budilo.
And it was a horrifying pain.
I to je bila užasna bol.
To see the sense of sin.
Vidjeti što je to točno grijeh.
To feel the consequences of my sins.
Osjetiti posljedice svojih grijeha.
And also I had lost the fear of God.
Isto tako bio sam izgubio strah Boži.
And it came back to me.
I vratio mi se nazad.
So that made it even more difficult.
To je učinilo cijelu situaciju još gorom.
I think I went through my whole life.
Mislim da sam prošao kroz cijeli svoj život.
This part we can call it like an illumination of my conscience.
Ovaj dio bi mogli nazvati kao prosvjetljenje moje savjesti.
And then something more mysterious happened.
Tada se dogodilo nešto još mističnije.
I appeared face down against the grass in what felt like a very high mountain.
Našao sam se ležeći glavom u travi na nečemu što se činilo kao jako visoka planina.
And I was in the midst of the most amazing silence.
I bio sam usred jedne nevjerojatne tišine.
I can only call it like a perfect silence.
Jedino bi to mogao nazvati savršena tišina.
And I looked away, far away in the distance in front of me.
I pogledao sam u daljinu ispred mene.
And I could see another mountain even higher.
Mogao sam vidjeti jednu još višu planinu.
And the top of the mountain was covered with fog.
I vrh te planine bio je prekriven maglom.
And the fog began to fade away slowly.
I magla je počela polako odlaziti.
And the most amazing city of light appeared on that mountain.
I najnevjerojatniji grad svjetlosti se pojavio na vrhu planine.
My soul knew I had to have been there and didn't make it.
Moja duša je znala da sam trebao doći do tamo, ali nisam stigao.
So I was very troubled.
Bio sam u nevolji.
And I looked to see how I can get there.
Pogledao sam okolo da vidim kako bih mogao doći do tamo.
But the two mountains were not connected.
Ali dvije planine nisu bile povezane.
And I began listening to like big waters.
I onda sam čuo zvuk velikih voda.
That were coming towards me.
Koje su dolazile prema meni.
I could not see them.
Nisam ih mogao vidjeti.
But I could hear them.
Ali sam ih mogao čuti.
And then it turned into many voices.
Ali onda se zvuk pretvorio u zvuk mnogih glasova.
And it felt like they were coming towards me.
I činilo se kao da dolaze prema meni.
And then it turned into one voice.
I onda se pretvorilo u jedan glas.
And the voice was coming from everywhere.
A glas je dolazio odasvud.
Though I had been away from God so many years.
Iako sam toliko godina bio udaljen od Boga.
And I had worshipped so many false gods.
I klanjao sam se tolikim lažnim bogovima.
The moment I heard the voice.
U trenutku kad sam čuo glas.
I knew it was God's voice.
Znao sam da je to Božji glas.
And I wanted to disappear.
I poželio sam nestati.
Because I just had the illumination of my conscience.
Jer upravo sam prošao prosvjetljenje savjesti.
And I knew the terrible state of sin of my soul.
I točno sam znao u koliko lošem stanju je moja duša zbog grijeha.
And this immense love was talking to me.
A ova nevjerojatna ljubav mi je govorila.
And I couldn't stand it.
I nisam mogao izdržati.
But he held me there.
Ali me on održao tamo.
And didn't let me sink in my misery.
I nije dopustio da utonem u svoj očaj.
And he spoke to me with so much love.
Govorio mi je s tolikom ljubavi.
But everything he was telling me was devastating for me.
Ali sve što mi je govorio bilo je toliko uništavajuće za mene.
To see how I had betrayed him.
Vidio sam kako sam ga izdao.
But he was not accusing me.
Ali me on nije optuživao.
I was accusing myself.
Ja sam optuživao sam sebe.
And he spoke to me for a long, long time.
I govorio mi je jako, jako dugo.
He spoke to me about humanity.
Govorio mi je o čovječanstvu.
He spoke to me about the Jewish people.
Govorio mi je o Židovima.
And about the battles from Abraham on and all the generations being prepared for the incarnation of the Lord.
Govorio mi je od Abrahama, o svim bitkama koje su oni prošli. Sve što je činio da bi ih pripremio za utjelovljenje Isusa.
And he called them my elderly brothers.
I on ih je nazvao mojom starijom braćom.
And then he came into the new creation of Jesus and the new covenant.
I onda je došao do novog stvorenja u Isusu, do novog saveza.
And he told me with these exact words.
I rekao mi je točno ovim riječima.
The Catholic Church is my church.
Katolička crkva je moja crkva.
I chose you from the womb of your mother to be a Catholic.
Odabrao sam te od utrobe tvoje majke. Da budeš katolik.
And you deserted the church.
A ti si dezertirao iz crkve.
But he was not accusing me.
Ali me nije optuživao.
I was accusing myself.
Ja sam optuživao sam sebe.
And he began telling me about the church.
I počeo mi je govoriti o crkvi.
He said, "We as Catholics,"
rekao je, "mi katolici
are Eucharistic instruments of reparation."
Smo euharistijski instrumenti zadovoljštine.
We are his army.
Mi smo njegova vojska.
Responsible for the salvation of all of humanity.
Odgovorni za spasenje cijelog čovječanstva.
He stayed silent for a little bit.
Ostao je kratko u šutnji.
And then he said,
i onda je rekao,
"Salvation is for everyone."
Spasenje je za svakoga.
But we are responsible through the Eucharist for the salvation of all of humanity.
Ali mi smo odgovorni kroz Eukaristiju za spasenje cijelog čovječanstva.
And I could see the 33 years I didn't take communion.
I mogao sam vidjeti 33 godine u kojima nisam primio pričest.
I can never describe to you the pain that I was feeling.
Ne mogu vam nikad opisati bol kroz koju sam prolazio.
And then he told me, because we have been created to be instruments of the Eucharist.
I onda mi je pokazao, zbog toga što smo stvoreni da budemo instrumenti Eukaristije.
We need to survive through the sacraments.
Moramo živjeti kroz sakramente.
We have been made like that.
Takvi smo stvoreni.
So he spoke about the sacrament of confession.
Pričao je o sakramentu ispovjedi.
And he told me, "Satan stole the church from me when I stopped going to confession."
I rekao mi je da je đavao ukrao crkvu od mene onda kada mi je ukrao ispovijed.
I became so weak, the devil took me away.
Postao sam toliko slab da me đavao mogao uzeti.
And he explained to me the sacrament of confession.
I objasnio mi je sakrament ispovijedi.
And he said, "Because of original sin,"
rekao je, zbog istočnog grijeha,
"we have the tendency to build ourselves in self."
Imamo tendenciju da izgrađujemo sebe u samima sebi.
Self-love.
Samo ljubljenje.
And the sacrament of confession is the most powerful way for us to die to self.
A sakrament je ispovjed je najjače oružje da umremo sami sebi.
Because if we dare to humble enough,
jer ako se usudimo dovoljno poniziti,
to confess our sins to another sinner who is the priest,
da bi priznali vlastite grijehe drugom grešniku koji je svećenik,
we enter the most powerful act of humility,
ulazimo u najveći čin poniznosti,
and that absolutely destroys the devil,
i to apsolutno uništava đavola.
There is nothing that the devil hates more than a repented sinner.
Đavo ne mrzi ništa više od raskajanog grešnika.
And then he spoke to me about priesthood.
I onda mi je pričao o svećeništvu.
And he said, "There is no one on earth,"
rekao mi je, "na svijetu ne postoji nitko,
that has a bigger power as a human being,"
koji ima veću snagu kao ljudsko biće,
"than a priest,"
od svećenika.
A holy priest.
Svetog svećenika.
A holy priest will make hell tremble.
Zbog svetog svećenika cijeli pakao držče.
And he said, "We are able to commit a sin voluntarily, a mortal sin."
I rekao je, mi imamo mogućnost svojevoljno počiniti smrtni grijeh.
But we cannot free ourselves voluntarily from that sin.
Ali svojevoljno se ne možemo sami osloboditi toga grijeha.
And he taught me that a mortal sin is a demon.
I rekao mi je da je smrtni grijeh demon.
And when we commit it, we are a slave of that demon.
I kada počinimo smrtni grijeh, postajemo robovi tog demona.
And only the church, through the priest, has the power to unchain us from that demon.
I samo crkva ima snagu kroz sakrament ispovjedi osloboditi nas od tog demona.
And the longer we stay in mortal sin,
i što duže ostanemo u smrtnom grijehu,
the more demons in our life,
više je demona u našem životu.
To the point where we can end up with a legion,
do trenutka kada možemo završiti s legijom.
But the sacrament of confession he presented it to me like an exorcism.
Ali sakrament ispovjedi mi je pokazao kao jedan egzorcizam.
And then he showed me the most amazing gift of God to humanity.
I onda mi je pokazao najveći dar koji je dao čovječanstvu.
The Eucharist.
Euharistiju.
He showed me the priest in the sacristy.
Pokazao mi je svećenika u sakristiji.
Preparing for the mass.
Kako se priprema za misu.
Dressing up with the liturgical vestments.
Oblačeći se u liturgijsko odijelo.
And a big battle between the angels and demons in the sacristy.
I veliku bitku anđela i demona u sakristiji.
For each one of the persons that are coming to mass.
Za svaku od osoba koja dolazi na misu.
And also because when the priest comes out to the altar.
Jer kada svećenik dođe do oltara.
And kisses the altar.
I poljubi oltar.
An amazing light lands from heaven on the altar.
Nevjerojatna svjetlost neba se spušta na oltar.
And covers a big radio of souls.
I obuhvaća veliki radijus duša.
No matter who they are.
Nebitno tko su.
Human beings around the church in a big area.
Svi ljudi oko crkve u velikom krugu.
And demons flee.
I demoni bježe.
They can't stand the light.
Ne mogu izdržati to svjetlo.
So during the mass there is no demons active anywhere close to the mass.
I za vrijeme svete mise nijedan demon ne može biti aktivan u tome krugu.
And when we as Catholics come to communion.
I kada mi kao katolici dođemo na pričest.
And we are in grace with God.
I u milosti smo s Bogom.
Very well prepared for communion.
Jako dobro pripremljeni za pričest.
The Lord Jesus can rescue souls with our communion at that very moment.
Po našoj pričesti Gospodin Isus može spasiti dušu u tom istom trenutku.
Someone could be dying at that very moment we receive the host.
Netko tko u tome trenutku umire dok mi primamo pričest.
And dying in danger of condemnation.
I umire u opasnosti od osude.
And the Lord can rescue a soul with your communion.
I po vašoj pričesti Gospodin može spasiti tu dušu.
And when we walk out of the church after communion.
I kada izađemo iz crkve nakon pričesti.
We are like torches of light.
Mi smo kao baklje svjetlosti.
And wherever we go, demons flee.
I gdje god idemo, demoni bježe.
And then he showed me the commandments and the seven capital sins.
Onda mi je pokazao 10 Božjih zapovjedi i 7 glavnih grijeha.
And how the seven capital sins are seven legions of demons that fight against the Ten Commandments.
I kako su sedam glavnih grijeha u stvari sedam legija koje se bore protiv 10 Božjih zapovjedi.
And he showed me the capital sins that were active in my life.
I pokazao mi je glavne grijehe koje su bili aktivni u mom životu.
And then he placed me in a lake.
I onda me postavio u jedno jezero.
With the water up to my waist.
Voda mi je bila do struka.
And in front of the lake there was a big rock.
A ispred jezera je bila ogromna stijena.
And on top of the rock, on the right side, there was the head of a man looking sideways.
I na vrhu te stijene bila je glava čovjeka koji gleda u stranu.
At first I didn't know who he was.
Na prvu nisam znao tko je to.
So I looked down towards the water.
Zato sam pogledao prema vodi.
And I could see like a floating fog.
I mogao sam vidjeti nešto kao plutajuću maglu.
But when I looked at it closely,
ali kad sam pogledao bliže,
I realized it wasn't fog.
Shvatio sam to nije magla.
There were hundreds of demons, the demons of my mortal sins.
To su bile stotine demona, demoni mojih smrtnih grijeha.
And my soul knew them all.
I moja duša ih je sve poznavala.
It was a terrifying moment.
To je bio zastrašujući trenutak.
Since it was an ethereal realm, an ethereal area, like ethereal, do you know what ethereal is? is something that is not physical.
Budući da je to bilo nešto što nije bilo fizičko, neopipljivo.
They were like bundles.
Bile su kao nekakve veze.
Many of them.
Mnogo njih.
And I could see they were going towards the left into an abyss.
Vidio sam kako idu uljevo prema jednoj provaliji.
And I could see down the abyss.
I mogao sam vidjeti ni dolje u tu provaliju.
And I could see how deep down my soul had gone because of my sinful life.
I mogao sam vidjeti koliko duboko je moja duša otišla zbog mog grešnog života.
If I would have died that night,
da sam umro te noći,
I would have been condemned.
Bio bi osuđen.
And I looked for relief looking up the rock.
I tražio sam nekakvo olakšanje gledajući u stijenu.
Because the only light that was there was the head of that man that was on top of the rock.
Jer jedino svjetlo u cijelom tom prostoru je bila glava tog čovjeka na vrhu stijene.
And I realized that man was my guardian angel.
I shvatio sam da je taj čovjek moj anđeo čuvar.
And he was the one teaching me everything that I saw in the lake.
I on je bio čovjek koji mi objašnjavao sve ono što sam vidio u tom jezeru.
But he didn't communicate it to me with a voice.
Ali sa mnom nije komunicirao glasom.
But I was understanding everything.
Ali sam shvatio sve.
This is something impossible to explain.
To je nešto što je nemoguće objasniti.
He took me to my hometown.
Odveo me u moj rodni grad.
At age 11.
Kada sam imao 11 godina.
And I was playing a trumpet in a procession of Our Lady, the Virgin Mary.
I svirao sam trubu u procesiji našoj Gospi.
I was the main trumpet player of my school band.
Bio sam glavni trubač u svojom školskom bendu.
And in front of me there were four schoolmates of mine carrying a statue of Our Lady.
Ispred mene su bila četiri prijatelja iz mog razreda koji su nosili Gospin kip.
And I was behind them playing the trumpet.
A ja sam bio iza njih i svirao trubu.
And then Our Lady humanized.
I onda se naša Gospa učovječila, postala stvarnost.
And she was walking in front of me with two children.
I hodala je ispred mene s dvoje djece u rukama.
And I continued playing the trumpet behind her.
I ja sam nastavio svirati trubu iza nje.
Then I looked at the child on her right hand.
Onda sam pogledao u dijete s njene desne strane.
And it was me at age 7.
I to sam bio ja u dobi od 7 godina.
And the angel explained to me that my mother had consecrated me in her womb to Our Lady.
I anđeo mi objasnio da me majka, dok sam još bio u utrobi, posvetila Gospi.
And she never abandoned me.
I nikad me nije napustila.
And then he began to show me the procession that was like an exorcist to my town.
I onda mi je pokazao cijelu procesiju koja je bila kao jedan egzorcizam za moj grad.
I could see all the rosaries.
Mogao sam vidjeti sve krunice.
And some of the rosaries were a huge light.
I neke od njih su bile kao ogromno svjetlo.
Some were less light.
Neke su bile malo manje.
And some had no light.
A neke nisu uopće imala svjetlo.
And he showed me all the incredible blessings of Our Lady to us.
I pokazao mi je sve nevjerojatne blagoslove koje nam Gospa daje.
And how important it is for us to be in her company.
I kako je bitno za nas da budemo u njenom društvu.
To be protected from Satan.
Kako bi bili zaštićeni od Satana.
Satan completely is scared of our Lady.
Satana je potpuno prestrašen naše Gospe.
And I came back into the lake.
I onda sam se vratio u jezero.
And the rock was filled with light.
I ona ta stijena je bila ispunjena svjetlošću.
And I couldn't stand the light.
A ja nisam mogao izdržati to svjetlo.
So I looked down towards the water.
Pogledao sam dole prema vodi.
But I could see there was someone on the right side of the rock.
Ali mogao sam vidjeti da je netko s desne strane stijene.
So I looked from the corner of my eye.
I krajiškom oka sam pogledao.
And it was Our Lady again.
I to je opet bila Gospa.
This time she was facing me.
Ovaj put je bila okrenuta prema meni.
And I was connected to her through an umbilical spiritual cord.
I bio sam povezan s njom jednom duhovnom pupčanom vrpcom.
And everything that was flowing out of my heart,
i sve što je izlazilo iz moga srca,
my anguish, my fear,
moji strahovi, moje ljutnje,
was flowing through that cord,
je prolazilo kroz tu vrpcu.
And from her into the light that was Jesus.
I kroz nju u svjetlo koje je bilo Isus.
And that happened for a long time.
To se događalo jako dugo vremena.
And then a big force pulled my head up to look at the light.
I onda je jedna jaka sila povukla moju glavu prema gore da bi pogledao u svjetlost.
And I was blinded by the light.
I svjetlost me oslijepila.
And I couldn't bend my head.
A više nisam mogao spustiti glavu.
After a while I began to see the silhouette of Jesus in the light.
I nakon nekog vremena počeo sam uviđati siluetu Isusa Krista u tom svjetlu.
And it was all light.
I bio je potpuno svjetlo.
An amazing bright light.
Nevjerojatna svjetla svjetla.
And I came off the ecstasy.
Izašao sam iz ekstaze.
And I came back into my senses.
Vratio sam se nazad sebi.
And I knew something really big happened to me.
I znao sam da se nešto jako veliko dogodilo.
But it was not in my memory.
Ali nije mi ostalo u pamćenju.
But I was sure it had to be somewhere inside me.
Ali sam znao da se mora nalaziti negdje unutar mene.
And I spent 5.5 months more as a prisoner after my mystical experience.
I proveo sam još 5.5 mjeseci kao zatočenik nakon moga iskustva.
I was no longer afraid to being killed by the guerrillas.
Više nisam bio u strahu od toga da će me gerilci ubiti.
I was afraid to be condemned.
Bio sam u strahu da ne budem osuđen.
So every day I was offering to Jesus all the tortures and horror of the kidnapping, asking him not to let me die without confession.
Svakog dana sam predavao sve muke i sve što su mi činili kao zatočeniku sa molitvom Isusu da ne dopusti da umrem bez ispovijedi.
And 6 months to the date of my kidnapping,
i točno 6 mjeseci nakon moje otmice,
I was tied up to a tree.
Svezali su me za jedno drvo.
It was late at night.
Bilo je kasno u noć.
Very dark.
Jako tamno.
And 4 guerrillas came with the machine guns.
I 4 gerilca su došla sa strojnicama.
And untied me.
I odvezali me.
And told me to follow them.
I rekli mi da ih slijedim.
I walked through the jungle until a road.
Hodao sam kroz džunglu do jedne ceste.
When we got to the road, they told me, walk straight and don't look back.
Kada smo došli do ceste, rekli su mi, hodaj ravno i nemoj se osvrtati.
I was sure they were going to shoot me.
Bio sam siguran da će me ustrijeliti.
That was the longest walk of my life.
To je bio najduži hod u mom životu.
Every step was like eternal.
Svaki korak se činio kao vječnost.
But they just left me there.
Ali samo su me ostavili tamo.
I know those guerrillas never knew why they let me go.
Znam da ti gerilci nikad nisu saznali zašto su me pustili.
Because it was a big miracle.
Jer je to bilo veliko čudo.
And when I made it back to my family,
i kada sam došao nazad u obitelj,
as soon as I could, I went to a Franciscan monastery for confession.
Čim sam to mogao, otišao sam u Franjevački samostan na ispovijed.
To me, being set free from the kidnapping was important.
Za mene biti oslobođen od otmice bilo je važno.
But the freedom I was looking for,
ali sloboda koju sam tražio,
was confession.
Bila je ispovijed.
So I had the longest confession of my life.
Imao sam najdužu ispovijed u svom životu.
When I walked away from the monastery,
kada sam izašao iz samostana,
I was like a feather floating in the wind.
Bio sam kao pero na vjetru.
A freedom like I never felt in my life.
Sloboda kakvu nikad nisam okusio.
And I began my new life.
I započeo sam svoj novi život.
I went back to California to my home.
Vratio sam se nazad u Kaliforniju kući.
And I spent 2 years in silence. I never told anyone about this.
I proveo sam 2 godine u šutnji, nikome nisam govorio o ovom iskustvu.
I never thought anybody was going to believe me.
Nisam mislio da bi mi itko uopće vjerovao.
such a worldly man like I have been.
Tako svjetovan čovjek kao što sam ja bio.
To tell people Jesus appeared to me.
Da govori ljudima Isus mi se objavio.
They will laugh.
Smijali bi mi se.
So I spent 2 years learning how to be a Catholic again.
Proveo sam 2 godine učeći kako biti katolik.
I was so in love with the church.
Bio sam tako zaljubljen u crkvu.
I was there every day.
Bio sam tamo svakog dana.
And every time I heard the readings of the mass,
i svakog dana kad bi čuo misna čitanja,
they were confirming to me my mystical experience.
Potvrđivala bi mi ono moje mistično iskustvo.
And every time I walk into a temple,
svaki put kad bi ušao u hram,
I could hear that voice saying, "The Catholic Church is my church."
Ponovno bih čuo onaj glas koji je govorio, "Katolička crkva je moja crkva."
So when I am in a Catholic church,
kada sam u katoličkoj crkvi,
I know I'm home.
Znam da sam doma.
And it's the greatest thing that God gave me.
I to je najveća stvar koju mi je Bog dao.
And then 2 years later, I went back to Colombia.
2 godine nakon toga vratio sam se u Kolumbiju.
During a Holy Week.
Tijekom velikog tjedna.
And on Palm Sunday at noon mass.
I na cvjetnicu, na podnevnoj misi.
I was in a big church in Bogota.
Bio sam u velikoj crkvi u Bogoti.
But the church was packed with people and I didn't make it in.
Ali crkva je bila puna ljudi tako da nisam uspio ući unutra.
I was outside in the atrium.
Bio sam vani u predvorju.
Looking in from the top of the heads of people.
Gledao sam unutra preko glava ostalih ljudi.
I could see a big crucifix hanging from the top of the altar.
Mogao sam vidjeti veliki križ koji je visio iznad oltara.
And I began feeling dizzy if I was fainting.
I počeo sam osjećati vrtoglavicu kao da ću se onesvijestiti.
But I was having another ecstasy with Jesus.
Ali imao sam još jednu ekstazu s Isusom.
And this time the Lord didn't speak to me with a voice.
Ali ovoga puta Gospodin mi nije govorio glasom.
He communicated to me like the angel.
Komunicirao je sa mnom kao i anđel.
But I understood everything.
Ali sam razumio sve.
I was 49 years old already.
Tada sam već imao 49 godina.
And the Lord told me he had chosen me for this mission.
I Gospodin mi je rekao da me izabrao za ovu misiju.
And the mission was just going to start.
A misija će tek početi.
And he was going to take me all around the world.
I vodit će me diljem svijeta.
And every place I was going to go to, he had already chosen.
I svako mjesto na koje ću ići, on je već izabrao.
And every person that was going to listen to me,
i svaku osobu koja će me slušati,
he had already chosen by name.
On je već po imenice izabrao.
And he was going to take care of me.
I on će se brinuti za mene.
And everything I was going to tell people,
i sve što sam trebao reći ljudima,
was already infused in my heart.
Već je bilo uliveno u moje srce.
But I was really broken as a person.
Ali u tom trenutku bio sam jako slomljen.
Very hurt from the kidnapping.
Jako povrijeđen od otmice.
I was afraid of people, afraid of sin, afraid of the world.
Bilo me strah ljudi, strah grijeha, strah svijeta.
So I didn't know how could that be possible.
I nije mi bilo jasno kako je to moguće.
If I have no energy, no vitality.
Ako nemam živost i energije.
And the mission he showed me was very big.
A misija koju mi je pokazao je bila jako velika.
But I remember the Franciscan priest where I went to confession the first time.
Ali sjetio sam se Franjevca kod kojeg sam otišao na prvu ispovijed.
And I went looking for him.
I otišao sam ga potražiti.
And for the first time I spoke about my mystical experience.
I prvi put sam progovorio o svom mističnom iskustvu.
And he began to guide me.
I on me počeo voditi.
And the Lord showed me clearly that he was going to be my spiritual father.
I Gospodin mi jasno pokazao da će on biti moj duhovni otac.
So he told me to follow the Lord.
I rekao mi je da moram slijediti Gospodin.
Not to be afraid.
Da se ne bojim.
So I gave up my artistic career.
Odustao sam od svoje karijere kao umjetnika.
And I went with the Lord.
I krenuo za Gospodin.
22 years ago.
prije 22 godine.
And I have been traveling the world since then.
I od toga dana putujem svijetom.
The Lord has taken me to over 120 countries in all the continents.
Gospodin me odveo preko 120 zemalja na svim kontinentima.
I have never promoted myself.
Nikad nisam promovirao sam sebe.
Because I told the Lord, as long as you take me, I will go.
I rekao sam Gospodinu, dok god me budeš vodio, ja idem.
But if you stop taking me, I won't go.
Ali ako prestaneš voditi, ja ću prestati isto.
But I can never go to all the places I'm always invited.
Ali ne mogu otići na sva mjesta na koja me zovu.
It is something that goes on and goes on and goes on all the time.
To je nešto što cijelo vrijeme traje.
I know the Lord wanted me to be here tonight.
Znao sam da me Gospodin želi ovdje večeras.
But also I want to be here tonight.
Ali i ja želim biti ovdje večeras.
Because I tell you from my heart.
Jer govorim vam iz vlastitog srca.
I really care about your salvation.
Jako brinem za vaše spasenje.
I don't want you to go to that place I saw in the abyss.
Ne želim da odete u ono mjesto koje sam vidio u provaliji.
I can tell you from my heart.
Mogu vam reći iz svog srca.
Hell does exist.
Pakao postoji.
Purgatory does exist.
Čistilište isto postoji.
And heaven does exist.
A raj postoji.
I am an eyewitness.
Ja sam to vidio svojim očima.
If we only knew,
kada bi samo znali,
what awaits us in Jesus if we obey him,
kakva nas oaza očekuje u Isusu ako ga slijedimo,
we will spend the rest of our lives on our knees.
Proveli bi ostatak svog života na koljenima.
Since I had that experience,
od kad sam imao to iskustvo,
the world doesn't mean anything to me.
Svijet mi više ništa ne znači.
Souls matter.
Samo duše.
But this world is going to come to pass.
Ali ovaj svijet će proći.
We are pilgrims.
Mi smo hodočasnici.
We are in transit.
U tranzitu.
And our life is very short.
I naš život je jako kratak.
And life goes on after dying.
A život se nastavlja nakon smrti.
And we need to be prepared.
Mi moramo biti pripremljeni.
You don't want to enter the spiritual world unprepared.
Ne želite otići u duhovni svijet nepripremljeni.
You don't want to.
Ne želite.
So there is only one thing I will tell you to end.
Želio bih vam samo jednu stvar reći za kraj.
Only saints enter heaven.
Samo sveci ulaze u raj.
Where do we want to go?
Gdje mi želimo ići?
Amen.
Amen. Ako netko ima pitanje, može slobodno postaviti.
Htjela sam pitati za obitelj sestre, da vjerovatno su se obradovali njegovu povratku u crkvu i da li je to imalo i pravi za njegovu familiju i društvo.
Lady wants to ask about your family, if you're coming back to the church, had an impact on them.
My sisters were really impressed, but they were very skeptical for a few years. And my sons are not in the faith, unfortunately, because they have the sacraments, but they grew up with me without the faith. And when I came back from my kidnapping, they were already independent and I gave them my testimony and asked them for forgiveness for not following the faith with them. They love me, we are good friends, but they are not in the faith. It's my daily prayer.
This is my experience too. It's hard to keep good faith to children.
Yes.
When they're young, they make up all the heart to Jesus and men, but later
deja que yo sí te traduzca.
Keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer.
Marino je rekao da njegove sestre su bile iznenađene i prvih par godina su dosta promatrala da vide šta će biti od toga. Njegova djeca, nažalost, nisu vjeri jer su odrasli dok on nije bio u vjeri. Nakon iskustva dao im je svjedočanstvo, ispričao im je i zamolio ih za oprost zato što ih nije uveo u vjeru kao otac, ali su dalje jako dobri, a moli za njih da, da dođu do vjere.
Htio pitati neka vezana za taj doživljaj raja i tako, sad mogli reakcijno pitati ili...
Da svi ostali razumiju.
Da, ovdje. Pa htio bi pitati, pošto ljudi imaju nekad krivu predstavu i ne znaju što je raj, što pakao, pa je li često se to predstavlja kao neko fizičko mjesto, kako on sve to doživio te demone, je li to neko spiritualno mjesto tuge i patnje, ili je to, ne znam, uspomnjao se i magla, a nisam najbolji baš patio.
The question is about heaven and hell. Is it like only spiritual place or real physical place? Or only place where the soul suffers and the soul rejoices?
I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly.
Ne bi ti mogao reći točno.
Because I was in an ecstasy.
Ja sam bio u ekstazi.
And everything I was seeing.
I sve što sam vidio.
It was like an ethereal reality.
Je bila neopipljiva stvarnost.
And so I wouldn't know. But to me it looked very real.
Ali meni je izgledalo jako stvarno.
One thing I know is the city I saw on top of the mountain looked like a place.
Jedino što mogu reći, onaj grad koji sam vidio na vrhu planine je izgledao kao pravo mjesto.
But hell and purgatory, for example, didn't look like a place.
Ali pakao i čistilište nisu izgledali tako.
But I am not the one to assure that.
Ali nisam neko ko može to sa sigurnošću reći.
Yes.
Kada je doživio gospodin Marino ekstazu prvi puta, je li osjećao neki strah ili je to nestalo? Nije znao od kada će ona doći.
Did you feel a fear from entering the new ecstasy after you had first, because you didn't know what was going on?
There was no chance to feel fear.
Nije bilo trenutka kad bi mogao osjećati strah.
I felt dizzy and I thought I was fainting.
Osjećao se ono kao vrtoglavicu i mislio da ću se ne svijest.
But then I was in the ecstasy.
I onda je ušao u ecstasy.
Well, thank
you. Ne znam kako ste često slušali ovakva svjedočanstva, takva što je neobičajna. Vi imate svoja svjedočanstva, svoje doživljaje osobne, slušali ste druge ljude koji su nešto doživjeli u svom životu, ne mora biti u ratu. I čudlo, možda ste se čudili, pa nije to to. Sa i mišljaš. Teško da me povjerovati. To nikako nije čudo da se tako događa. Ovdje imamo jedan poseban slučaj koji nije nepoznat. Ni u crkvenim redovima, u redovima kršćanstva, a ne samo kod kršćanstva, gdje doista nadnaravni svijet, doista Bog ulazi na čudovat način, neočekivani, neobičajni način u život jednog konkretnog čovjeka. Mi svi dobro znamo takav jedan slučaj, to je Sveti Pavao. On je bio Savao i onda je tamo doživio je jedan osobito snažni milosti trenutak I da kako da se mogu najprije snaći, što je, kako je, kasnije sve. Znamo kako on samo tebe piše da ga je sam Krist izabrao, da bude njegova izabrana posuda. Trebam te, Saule, i će se Pavo, da pronosiš moju istinu do dakle svijeta. Ovo se zovu takozvane privatne objave. Privatne objave koje postoje u crkvi i prošlim stoljećima stanemo za neke svetice i svece koje su imali te privatne postoje. Recimo jedna časna sestra, Sveta Jana, je imala također objavu i znamo evo, da je nakon što je i Papa prihvatio to kao istinu, ustanovio je blagdan, odnosno svetkovinu tijelova. I znademo za drugu jednu časnu sestru, Sveta Marija Margareta Alcock, koja je imala također jedno mistično iskustvo, odnosno viđenje Isusa Vazosa, evo, sa probodenim srcem, sa zadaćom da širi ovo pobožnost prema ovom presvetom srcu, gledaj to srce koje neizmjerno ljubi ljudski rod, a ljudi ga uporno vrijeđaju. Mi imamo iz novijeg vremena, iz naše sredine, takav jedan događaj. Čovjek svjedoči to i o tome napisao knjigu, to je sadašnji đakon trajni, časni Marijan Krajinović, koji je doživio to, kao što sam znate, u Šmurkovicu, nedavno od sebe napisao je knjigu. I on također svjedoči gdje god dođe što je doživio. Ovakvi događaji su u prvom redu za njega, za dotičnu osobu na njega. I on je ispričao nama vrlo iskreno šta se dogodilo sa njegovim životom. On je bio u svome životu, rekli bismo, zadovoljan. On je se valjao, što mi kare, prostite, nije, ovo je prikladno, niti želim vidjeti. Vidimo kad prase, kad se krmče, valja u blatu. Uživa u blatu. I kaže, pa ne bi ja nikad rekao u blatu, pa valja. A on je u 33 godine, on je se valjao, kako rekao, sam u blatu. A nije osjećao da to nešto nije nešto uvijek. A Boga nije stvorio da blato nego kad čekamo. Ja ću ti sada da omogući da prođeš kroz doista snažnu dramu svoga života. Kad izađeš iz toga ja te trebam sve do Petrićevca. Samo rekao.
Ovo je bilo hrabrujuće.
Da. I sad on to nije nam pričao, a sigurno može pričati gdje je sve bio. On je sigurno nije bio samo u Kolumbiji, nego je bio u raznim drugim zemljama i sad je došao ovaj tjedan u Bosni. Kako vi znate, na više mjesta će biti u Bosni, sutra ide za drva, tamo također je par dana, više nego mi hodi kod nas, ali sam ja osobno veoma zahvalan što se trudi biti vjerodostojan. On sam kaže, ja ne mogu se drugačije ponašati, nakon što sam doživio, ja osjećam zadatak da moram o tome govoriti. Kome vjerovao, kome ne vjerovao, to je sada pitanje njegovo. Ali ja ono govorim što sam doživio, što je meni Bog dao kao posebno milo za mene, a preko mene, evo i mnogima drugima, kao poticajne razmišljanje o vlastitom životu. Mi smo sada, ako smo pažno slušali, barem sam ja uživao, kao da čovjek gleda, što kaže, ogledalo, evo. Pa i sebe, i svi mi imamo razloga da zajedno sa našom Ivanom zapjevamo onu pjesmu koju pjevamo inače u korisi. Milo srce
tvoje veče, Thank you.
susne s njime, sa našim bratom u vjeri, kojega je Božja milost na poseban način pohodila, a evo preko njega i njegovog svjedočenja pohađa Božja milost iz nas. Želim svega srca, jer i vi želite njemu čudo još mogućnosti da posvjedoči, evo, kako je velika Božja milost, kako smo pjevali, milosrđe Bože veće nego naše ljudske sve krivine, svi krivi koraci. Jer Bog želi da se svi ljudi spase, da niko, njegovi ljudi ni stvorenja ne propadne. Ne ovisi dakle o Bogu, nego o nama, hoćemo li nam koristiti to Božom ispruženom rukom. Evo, on pokazao je da je shvatio pohod milosti i da je prihvatio tu ispruženu ruku i ne umara se. Evo, tako doći do nas. Hvala vam od svega srca.
Cijeli si.
Boga čuvao, Boga blagoslovio i učinio vas blagoslovom također za mnoge vaše suvremenike u različitim dijelovima svijeta, a također i u našoj domovini Bosni i Hercegovini.